علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he has mentioned certain pieces of advice for various people, especially those who are managers, can take better advantage of these statements and apply them in their lives. In the previous session, we talked about this statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says, وَقَرِّرْهُ بِالْفَنَاء, that make your heart admit to the transientness of this world and to the nothingness of everything apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we had explained this extensively, inshallah. Those who wish to understand more can refer to the previous sessions. Today we will discuss about this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَبَصِّرْهُ فَجَائِعَ الدُّنْيَا, that make the heart see, make it have, you can say, insight with regards to the misfortunate events and the calamitous events that can happen in this world.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَبَصِّرْهُ فَجَائِعَ الدُّنْيَا, that, O my son, make yourself see, or make your heart see, make your heart have insight with regards to the calamitous, traumatic, or you can say heart-rending, or misfortunate, or unfortunate events that happen in this world, or disastrous events that can happen in this world, which includes afflictions or any tragic event that can happen. Now, when we talk about this, we have to realize, as if we have to make our heart realize, that this world has got certain elements of tragicness that can occur without knowing, you know, suddenly things might happen. And a person, it's very important for him to, for him or her, to keep this in mind. Okay? For example, look at the fact that a person slowly becomes old. Yeah, their physical body begins to lose that strength and that ability. The memory becomes weak. All of these things are happening to a person's life. Yeah, forgetfulness. People around are dying sometimes. Some economic changes might happen. So a person needs to keep in mind the fact that make the heart have that insight. Because sometimes what happens is that a person may see things happening, but may not have the insight to be able to really be actively witnessing these things in his life. You see, a person might undergo old age, but he's not witnessing the change that is happening and not taking lesson from that to be able to, you know, work harder towards his hereafter. So these things are very important for the heart to remain alive, for the heart to be able to give the right guidances every time. These pieces of advice are very important, especially for a person who is in a leadership position, should be all the more aware of these things. I mean, an institute that he forms or she forms, or for example, a group that they have, they should always keep this in mind that, look, this group, the way it is, things can change, right? People might die, people might become old, some change might occur. To be able to look ahead and plan for these things that could occur is one of the important elements of good leadership.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, this insight that I talked about, وَبَصِّرْهُ فَجَائِعَ الدُّنْيَا, a person should raise their level of insight so that they can witness these changes, these calamitous events that are happening, these unfortunate events that are happening in this world. Now, for that, a person needs to have what we call basira. To be able to get insight and basira, a person needs to be able to analyze the things around him in a more profound way. And one of the most profound ways to understand and analyze things is to look deeper and see the workings of God behind those events that are happening. Rather, to look at these things as signs of God. When a person is like that, then also he will be able to analyze changes that are happening in this world in a profound way, and he will be able to understand those and keep in mind the unfortunate or calamitous events or disastrous events that could happen in this world. So the person doesn't become like paranoid. You know, some people have paranoid. Oh, you know, something will happen suddenly. What will we do? Maybe all my money will get destroyed. And I don't know, I'll grow old suddenly. You know, these things. No, not to be paranoid, but to be realistic about the world. To have that realist. You know, many people are not realistic when they plan things. They are not, unfortunately. Why? Because they either overdo and they say, no, everything is against me. Everything, there might be suddenly things happening that I don't know. Or they take things easy. But a true leader and a true manager is one who takes the middle path and realizes that, look, things may happen. And there are changes that are naturally occurring. The aging process is happening. The earth is changing, right? All of these things are happening. So I need to plan for these changes that are happening. I need to be aware of them, see them, and plan for them. This is how a person will be able to take benefit from the different events that happen in this world and in his life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه